Hi, this is Tom Casale, and welcome to your Patriots Campcast for Tuesday, August 8th. Well, it's kind of the day after the storm, after all the big players return, Rodney Harrison, Dan Copen, Richard Seymour, Daniel Graham. It was the next day, not as much excitement, but there was one player who returned to the field today. H-back Garrett Mills made his debut after missing the first 14 practices. Mills was on the field, lined up at some tight end, some fullback, did a few things. He ended up not making the afternoon practice, but practice in the morning, so it was good to see the rookie out there. As always, there was guys who missed practice: Teddy Bruschi, Chad Jackson, John Stone, Benjamin Watson missed the morning practice, Marquise Hill, Jarvis Green, Troy Brown missed the morning practice, Chad Brown, Watson missed the morning practice, returned for the afternoon practices. Guys who were there in the morning and not the afternoon were Randall Gay, Rodney Harrison, Daniel Graham, and, as I said, Mills. There was a transaction made by the Patriots today. They signed former Titans receiver Eddie Berlin, who's wearing number 81. Berlin has 26 career catches, including 20 a year ago. He's probably more of a camp body. His 20 catches came in a season where the Titans had by far the worst defense in the NFL. They had injuries at receivers. That was the year Billy Volek was throwing for 400 or 500 yards a game at the end of the season. So we'll have to see what happens. But right now, he's probably here to add depth at receiver for the preseason game. One receiver who stood out today was former Florida Gator Kelvin Kite. Kite is an interesting guy. I noticed that he stays after practice all the time, working on catching the ball and his route running, so he kind of caught my eye. And with John Stone being out, he kind of took that third receiver with the first team role that Stone had been working with, and he did a pretty good job. He caught one pass from Tom Brady over the middle, reaching up on the run, came down and turned on the afterburners and would have been gone. And then he had to play the morning practice when he split Eugene Wilson and Antoine Spann down the sidelines and caught a bomb from Matt Castle, which would have been a 60-yard touchdown. I mean, this is a guy, he's not going to come in and set the world on fire, but if you're looking for someone on the practice squad, Kelvin Kite's been playing well in practice. I asked Belichick about him at his press conference. He said he's picked up the system very quickly and compared him to Bam Childress last year, someone who came in late, picked up the system, and ended up sticking with the team. So Kelvin Kite, a guy to keep your eye on in the future practices and in the preseason games. Daniel Graham continues to wear a red non-contact jersey. He wore that in the morning practice. Interesting, the team used a four-man line on scout team defense, but also on the regular defense. They had Mike Wright at defensive end with Seymour moving inside, and Barry Gardner was playing inside linebacker. He seems to kind of elevated himself into that primary backup role. Beisel was at practice today, but Gardner was playing linebacker when the team was in a 4-3. Defensive tackle Jonathan Sullivan is having a tough time. I was watching him solely on a few plays, and he was just getting manhandled by different offensive linemen, including rookie Dan Stevenson. It just doesn't seem like Sullivan is playing with any fire right now. He's kind of just standing up, and he's getting moved around, pushed over. He's really not getting any push in the pocket. In contrast, rookie Lakeven Smith, who's not only always blowing up plays in the backfield, but he's working. You can see him battling one-on-one. You can see him trying different moves against offensive linemen. Sullivan's basically just standing up and getting tossed aside. So this is a concern for someone who's been an underachiever his entire career. The morning practice ended with the team trying field goals. Veteran Martin Gramatica missed one, and something to note, his last field goal was a longer one, which he made, but it was tipped at the line of scrimmage. And as we remember, Gramatica, when he was with Tampa Bay, had problems getting balls, his kicks blocked. He was kicking the ball low. So this is something fans should watch during the preseason, if he gets balls tipped or gets balls blocked, because he did have that problem in Tampa Bay. At the afternoon practice, the Coach Belichick was blaring some loud music, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Rush, Bruce Springsteen, to name a few, to emulate the crowd noise they'll have in Atlanta. It gets awfully loud in the Georgia Dome for regular season games. We'll have to see how it is this week, but usually in a dome it's going to get pretty loud no matter what. So we had the offense practicing with crowd noise, and they did pretty good. Brady looked sharp today. Matt Castle seems to underthrow a lot of balls. It's going to be interesting to watch him in the preseason. He's going to get a lot of work. Mortensen and Bramlett will clean up, obviously, in the fourth quarter, but Castle will get a ton of work against the Falcons. We'll get to see him in some game action, and that'll be good. So that's it for now. This is Tom Casale signing off with your Patriots Campcast for today. Check you later.